Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God is my salvation. Psalm 18, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Thus I shall be saved from my enemies. What a wonderful verse of confidence this is. Not only is it a verse of confidence, but it is a direction on what we are to do when we are confronted by our enemies. And by the way, enemies can be of all types and descriptions. It can be enemies from selves, enemies from the outside, enemies of health, enemies of discouragement. Anything that would cause us to be depressed and look within and look at other things instead of looking at the Lord can be considered the enemy of our soul. The salvation that we look for and we look to is the Lord Himself, who has loved us with an everlasting love. And with that love in mind, we need to call upon the Lord because He is worthy to be praised. And if He is worthy to be praised, we should call upon Him with an attitude of praise. We should praise Him early in the morning. We should praise Him throughout the day. We should praise Him every moment that we can think of it. And we should bring it to our mind as often as possible. And the last thing we do before we slip into dreamland at the end of our day is to praise the Lord for His presence throughout the day. God loves us so much. He is our salvation. That salvation cost Him so much. The life of our Savior and Lord on the cross was for our love, the love of us. Love that was more than just words. Love that sent a Savior from heaven to die that we might live. Looking to God as our salvation, we need to call upon the Lord often and with praise and with joy and with assurance that He knows exactly where we are, He knows exactly what we need, and He is able to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Savior. Wonderful, wonderful concept. Heavenly Father, as we call upon You, we pray that You might draw nearer to us than we've ever been before. Lord, You are always there with us. It's that we have strayed or we have been indifferent to You. Might our minds and our hearts and our very essence of our being be tuned into You in all that we do and all that we say. Walk with us throughout this day, Lord. Let us feel Your presence. Let us know that Your assurance is always there to supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we pray this in that name, the name above every name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.